Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Sleeping Beauty. We all know the story of Sleeping Beauty, don't we? That story where a prince or princess is celebrating their birthday and they get cursed. What if it happened to you? Imagine if you were the royalty in question, and it is your birthday, your party where everyone in the kingdom has been invited, spirits high, so many strange gifts and so many ideas. Imagine that you are the center of attention on this day of days, in this giant castle, a ballroom full of people, all there to celebrate your day. Some of them are wise and powerful, others are creative. Yet again, some are simple workers that provide the very food that is on the tables. All of them are here for you. You are the center of the world right now. Can you imagine how good you'd feel? A day of celebration with so many people being happy for you. A big smile on your lips, a warm glow in your heart. It might be a little tiring after a while, and that's completely understandable. So many people wanting to give you their best wishes or a small or a big gift. It all revolved around you. And with everything you had to unwrap, every hand you had to shake, every bow you had to answer, it just took a little bit more energy. And as the day went on and the sun slowly began to set, the tinted lights coloring the hall, everything slowing down to a crawl. The music less energetic than before, and then the sound of knocking on the door. All the guests were already here. Did someone simply disappear, or was there one we had forgotten? The doors let out an ominous creak, slow and deliberate, as everyone was trying to sneak a peek at who was there, who could arrive at this very hour. There was a shadow between the doors in the light of the setting sun, as if something terrible had begun. Footsteps deliberate and slow through the hall they must go. People stepped aside with ease because they knew they would need to please this person. A dark and ominous stature. Every step into the hall, a resounding sound as if something would fall. Each step closer made people stop, catching their breath, staying still, not wanting to make a single sound. With this ominous presence around, "You dare not invite me," a voice booming. As people made more room and all they could do was just scamper away, afraid of the person looking their way. "This day of days, this celebration, you leave me out of this elation. How dare you?" There will be a price, there will be a cost. I will make sure that you will remember. Eyes piercing, a gaze being held. It was difficult to look at anything else. It was as if you were drowning in those eyes, feeling your mind spiraling, losing itself, as you realize that there is no way out. A strange spell had already begun, and your mind was swirling like the setting sun, as the last rays of light lit the day. The power of this presence held its sway over you, your mind, as you will find that I hold it here. You will sleep. A simple curse, a deep, dreamless sleep. Rather than being able to build down as you like, you are going to fall and drop. As I know all too well, you cannot escape my spell. My magic onto you will only get worse as you feel the curse of sleep sneaking in. It starts with the eyes as you realize you can't keep staring. Your mind is wearing down. Your eyes so heavy they can barely open, and as you struggle, it becomes even more apparent how there's no choice. You've lost your voice. All you can do is feel the hold of the spell placed on you. So true. and this enchanted sleep, this dreamless rest, will last until it is time to wake. And this mindless place, this empty phase will remind you of this. There is only the fall to the spell, the feeling of knowing how well the curse creeps in. And once your eyes are locked tight, you might as well let yourself drop until all your thoughts stop and this deep, dreamless sleep will creep in and spread all throughout your head. You might notice how it travels, flows inside your body, the resting, tingling, the heaviness. Everything falls even further than that. The spread of the weight to relaxation instead of your thoughts just becomes a blankness that becomes the sleep. There's a silence inside, nowhere to hide, as you must feel the spell and sleep without thought, taking off headphones and sleep until it is time to wake. Nice, restful dream.